First Kings 14 through 15:24. At that time, Abijah, the son of Jeroboam, became sick, and Jeroboam said to his wife, "Now arise and disguise yourself, so that they will not know that you are the wife of Jeroboam, and go to Shiloh. Behold, Ahijah, the prophet, is there, who said regarding me that I would be king over this people. Take 10 loaves with you, some pastries, and a jar of honey, and go to him. He will tell you what will happen to the boy." And Jeroboam's wife did so, and set out and went to Shiloh, and came to the house of Ahijah. Now Ahijah could not see, because his eyes were glossy from his old age. Now the Lord had said to Ahijah, "Behold, the wife of Jeroboam is coming to inquire of you about her son, because he is sick. You shall say such and such to her, for it will be when she arrives that she is going to make herself unrecognizable." So when Ahijah heard the sound of her feet coming in the doorway, he said, "Come in, wife of Jeroboam. Why do you make yourself unrecognizable? Nevertheless, I am sent to you with a harsh message. Go, say to Jeroboam, 'This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Because I exalted you from among the people, and made you leader over my people Israel, and tore the kingdom away from the house of David and gave it to you, yet you have not been like my servant David, who kept my commandments and followed me with all his heart, to do only what was right in my sight. You also have done more evil than all who were before you, and you have gone and made for yourself other gods, and cast metal images to provoke me to anger, and have thrown me behind your back. Therefore, behold, I am bringing disaster on the house of Jeroboam, and I will eliminate from Jeroboam every male person, both bond and free, in Israel. And I will make a clean sweep of the house of Jeroboam, just as one sweeps away dung until it's gone. Anyone belonging to Jeroboam who dies in the city, the dogs will eat, and anyone who dies in the field, the birds of the sky will eat. For the Lord has spoken it. Now you, arise, go to your house. When your feet enter the city, the child will die. Then all Israel will mourn for him and bury him. For he alone of Jeroboam's family will come to the grave, because in him something good was found toward the Lord God of Israel in the house of Jeroboam. Moreover, the Lord will raise up for himself a king over Israel who will eliminate the house of Jeroboam this day from now on. For the Lord will strike Israel, just as the reed sways in the water, and he will uproot Israel from this good land which he gave to their fathers, and will scatter them beyond the Euphrates River, because they have made their Asherim, provoking the Lord to anger. He will give up Israel because of the sins of Jeroboam, which he committed, and with which he misled Israel into sin." Then Jeroboam's wife arose and departed, and came to Tirzah. As she was entering the threshold of the house, the child died. Then all Israel buried him and mourned for him, in accordance with the word of the Lord which he had spoken through his servant Ahijah the prophet. Now as for the rest of the acts of Jeroboam, how he made war, and how he reigned, behold, they are written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel. And the time that Jeroboam reigned was 22 years, and he lay down with his fathers, and his son Nadab reigned in his place. Now Rehoboam the son of Solomon reigned in Judah. Rehoboam was 41 years old when he became king, and he reigned for 17 years in Jerusalem, the city which the Lord had chosen from all the tribes of Israel to put his name there. And his mother's name was Naamah, the Ammonitess. And the people of Judah did evil in the sight of the Lord, and they provoked him to jealousy with their sins which they committed, more than all their fathers had done. For they, too, built themselves high places, memorial stones, and Asherim on every high hill, and under every luxuriant tree. There were also male cult prostitutes in the land. They committed all the same abominations of the nations which the Lord dispossessed before the sons of Israel. Now it happened in the 5th year of King Rehoboam that Shishak, the king of Egypt, marched against Jerusalem. and he took away the treasures of the house of the Lord, and the treasures of the king's house, and he took everything. He even took all the shields of gold which Solomon had made. So King Rehoboam made shields of bronze in their place, and entrusted them to the care of the commanders of the guard, who guarded the doorway of the king's house. And it happened, as often as the king entered the house of the Lord, that the guards would carry them, and would bring them back into the guard's room. Now, as for the rest of the acts of Rehoboam and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? And there was war between Rehoboam and Jeroboam continually. And Rehoboam lay down with his fathers and was buried with his fathers in the city of David. And his mother's name was Naamah, the Ammonitess. And his son Abijam became king in his place. Now in the 18th year of King Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, Abijam became king over Judah. He reigned for 3 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Maachah, the daughter of Absalom. He walked in all the sins of his father which he had committed before him, and his heart was not wholly devoted to the Lord his God, like the heart of his father David. But for David's sake, the Lord his God gave him a lamp in Jerusalem, to raise up his son after him, and to establish Jerusalem, because David did what was right in the sight of the Lord, and did not deviate from anything that he commanded him all the days of his life, except in the case of Uriah the Hittite. And there was war between Rehoboam and Jeroboam all the days of his life. Now, as for the rest of the acts of Abijam and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? And there was war between Abijam and Jeroboam. And Abijam lay down with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of David. And his son Asa became king in his place. So in the 20th year of Jeroboam the king of Israel, Asa began to reign as king of Judah. He reigned for 41 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Maachah, the daughter of Abishalom. Now Asa did what was right in the sight of the Lord, like his father David. He also removed the male cult prostitutes from the land, and removed all the idols which his fathers had made. And even his mother Maachah also removed her from the position of queen mother, because she had made an abominable image as an Asherah. And Asa cut down her abominable image and burned it at the brook Kidron. But the high places were not eliminated. Nevertheless, Asa's heart was wholly devoted to the Lord all his days, and he brought into the house of the Lord the holy gifts of his father, and his own holy gifts, silver, gold, and valuable utensils. Now there was war between Asa and Baasha, king of Israel, all their days. Baasha, king of Israel, marched against Judah, and fortified Ramah in order to prevent anyone from going out or coming in to Asa, king of Judah. Then Asa took all the silver and the gold that was left in the treasuries of the house of the Lord, and the treasuries of the king's house, and handed it over to his servants. And King Asa sent them to Ben-Hadad, the son of Tabrimon, the son of Hezion, king of Aram, who lived in Damascus, saying, "Let's make a treaty between you and me, as there was between my father and your father. Behold, I have sent you a gift of silver and gold. Go, break your treaty with Baasha, king of Israel, so that he will withdraw from me." So Ben-Hadad listened to King Asa, and sent the commanders of his armies against the cities of Israel, and conquered Ijon, Dan, Abel-Beth-Maachah, and all Shinaroth, besides all the land of Naphtali. When Baasha heard about it, he stopped fortifying Ramah, and remained in Tirzah. Then King Asa made a proclamation to all Judah. No one was exempt, and they carried away the stones of Ramah and its timber, with which Baasha had built fortifications. And King Asa built them Geba of Benjamin and Mizpah. Now, as for the rest of all the acts of King Asa and all his might, and all that he did, and the cities which he built, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? But in the time of his old age he was diseased in his feet. And Asa lay down with his fathers, and was buried with his fathers in the city of his father David. and his son Jehoshaphat reigned in his place. John 6, 1 through 40. After these things, Jesus went away to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, or Tiberias. A large crowd was following him, because they were watching the signs which he was performing on those who were sick. But Jesus went up on the mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. Now the Passover, the feast of the Jews, was near. So Jesus, after raising his eyes, and seeing that a large crowd was coming to him, said to Philip, "Where are we to buy bread, so that these people may eat?" But he was saying this only to test him, for he himself knew what he intended to do. Philip answered him, 200 denarii worth of bread is not enough for them, for each to receive just a little." One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, "There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what are these for so many people?" Jesus said, "Have the people recline to eat." Now there was plenty of grass in the place, so the men reclined, about 5,000 in number. Jesus then took the loaves, and after giving thanks, he distributed them to those who were reclining, likewise also of the fish, as much as they wanted. And when they had eaten their fill, he said to the disciples, "Gather up the leftover pieces, so that nothing will be lost." So they gathered them up, and filled 12 baskets with pieces from the 5 barley loaves which were left over by those who had eaten. Therefore, when the people saw the sign which he had performed, they said, "This is truly the prophet who has come into the world." So Jesus, aware that they intended to come and take him by force to make him king, withdrew again to the mountain by himself, alone. Now, when evening came, his disciples went down to the sea, and after getting into a boat, they started to cross the sea to Capernaum. It had already become dark, and Jesus had not yet come to them. In addition, the sea began getting rough, because a strong wind was blowing. Then, when they had rowed about 25 or 30 stadia, they saw Jesus walking on the sea, coming near the boat, and they were frightened. But he said to them, "It is I, do not be afraid." So they were willing to take him into the boat, and immediately the boat was at land to which they were going. The next day, the crowd that stood on the other side of the sea saw that there was no other small boat there except one, and that Jesus had not gotten into the boat with his disciples, but that his disciples had departed alone. Other small boats came from Tiberias near to the place where they ate the bread after the Lord had given thanks. So when the crowd saw that Jesus was not there, nor his disciples, they themselves got into the small boats and came to Capernaum, looking for Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus answered them and said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you seek me, not because you saw signs, but because you ate some loaves and were filled. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that lasts for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him the Father, God, has set his seal." Therefore they said to him, "What are we to do, so that we may accomplish the works of God?" Jesus answered and said to them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent." So they said to him, "What then are you doing as a sign, so that we may see and believe you? What work are you performing?" "Our fathers ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written, he gave them bread out of heaven to eat." Jesus then said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, it is not Moses who has given you the bread out of heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread out of heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down out of heaven and gives life to the world." Then they said to him, "Lord, always give us this bread." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. The one who comes to me will not be hungry, and the one who believes in me will never be thirsty. But I said to you that you have indeed seen me, and yet you do not believe. Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and the one who comes to me I will certainly not cast out. For I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that of everything that he has given me, I will lose nothing, but will raise it up on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him will have eternal life, and I myself will raise him up on the last day. Revelation 6. Then I saw the Lamb broke one of the seven seals, and I heard one of the four living creatures saying with a voice of thunder, "Come." I looked, and behold, a white horse, and the one who sat on it had a bow, and a crown was given to him, and he went out conquering and to conquer. When he broke the second seal, I heard the second living creature saying, "Come," and another, a red horse, went out. And to him who sat on it, it was granted to take peace from the earth, and that people would kill one another, and a large sword was given to him. Then, when he broke the third seal, I heard the third living creature saying, "Come." I looked, and behold, a black horse, and the one who sat on it had a pair of scales in his hand. And I heard something like a voice in the center of the four living creatures, saying, "A quart of wheat for a denarius, and 3 quarts of barley for a denarius, and do not damage the oil and the wine." When the Lamb broke the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature saying, "Come." I looked, and behold, an ashen horse, and the one who sat on it had the name Death, and Hades was following with him. Authority was given to them over a fourth of the earth, to kill with the sword, and famine, and plague, and by wild animals of the earth. When the Lamb broke the fifth seal, I saw underneath the altar the souls of those who had been killed because of the word of God, and because of the testimony which they had maintained. They cried out with a loud voice, saying, "How long, O Lord, holy and true, will you refrain from judging and avenging our blood on those who live on the earth?" And a white robe was given to each of them, and they were told that they were to rest for a little while longer, until the number of their fellow servants and their brothers and sisters, who were killed even as they had been, was completed also. And I looked when he broke the sixth seal, and there was a great earthquake, and the sun became as black as sackcloth made of hair, and the whole moon became like blood, and the stars of the sky fell to the earth, as a fig tree drops its unripe figs when shaken by a great wind. The sky was split apart, like a scroll when it is rolled up, and every mountain and island was removed from its place. Then the kings of the earth, and the eminent people, and the commanders, and the wealthy, and the strong, and every slave and free person hid themselves in the caves among the rocks of the mountains. And they said to the mountains and the rocks, "Fall on us, and hide us from the sight of him who sits on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb, for the day of their wrath has come. Who is able to stand?" Proverbs 26:10-19. Like an archer who wounds everyone, so is one who hires a fool or hires those who pass by. Like a dog that returns to its vomit, so is a fool who repeats his foolishness. Do you see a person who is wise in his own eyes? There is more hope for a fool than for him. A lazy one says, "There is a lion in the road, a lion in the public square." As the door turns on its hinges, so does a lazy one in his bed. A lazy one buries his hand in the dish. He is wary of bringing it to his mouth again. A lazy one is wiser in his own eyes than 7 people who can give a discreet answer. Like one who takes a dog by the ears, so is one who passes by and meddles with strife not belonging to him. Like a maniac who shoots flaming arrows, and death, so is a person who deceives his neighbor and says, "Was I not joking?" Psalm 134. Behold, bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who serve by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands to the sanctuary, and bless the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion, he who made heaven and earth.